All right, go ahead. Let's go live. 1, 2, 3, hit it. All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio. No, it's Security Guy TV. I get mixed up. I keep changing my name. SecurityGuyRadio.com, SecurityGuyTV.com, Black Hat 2017. What's your name, sir?
I'm Ofri Ziv. I'm from Guardicore.
And what does Guardicore do?
Guardicore is a cloud and data center security company. We focus on delivering effective ways to stop advanced threats targeting both public and private clouds.
I noticed you're a speaker here at the event today.
Yes, yeah. I am.
What are you going to be speaking about?
So in Guardicore, we have a research group. We call it Guardicore Labs. And we are doing different kinds of research. We focus on technologies inside the data center. And lately, we were able to discover a vulnerability in the VMware vSphere platform. And we are going to disclose this vulnerability in the conference.
Oh, so this is kind of an exclusive thing.
Yes, it is. It is.
Bring your microphone down just a little bit back. There you go. Okay. So who are your core customers? Who uses you? What do they use you for? Explain that to us.
So our customers, they mostly have a modern data center, and they use us to protect their workloads across their single or multiple data centers. Our solution, our platform, it protects their internal workloads, both inside their on-premises data center and also towards the public cloud. Our focus is inside the data center. We believe that perimeter security is very important, and of course, people need to have firewalls and IDS.
Yeah.
Those are terrific. But I think that today, in 2017, we know that attackers, they have the capabilities to bypass those security platforms. And then when they are inside the data center, we are wondering how long they will stay there and the damage that they can do to,
right.
to a network. So we focus on real-time breach detection and response, catch the attackers while they are inside the data center.
Now, I hear people say real time all the time. Does real time mean real time in this case, or does real time mean, an hour or 10 minutes?
Real time is real time.
Real time, now.
Yes, because our technology, we have different kind of technologies all wrapped inside our platform.
Right.
First, we provide visibility to the different workloads inside your data center. Then using this visibility, you can build yourself a micro-segmentation. You can discover your applications and understand the workloads between the applications and inside an application.
Right.
Then using different detection methods that our platform provides, you can get real-time detection of attackers. So if someone hacked one of your applications and you will try to access the wrong database, we will see it immediately because we monitor all the connections in real time. And also, we have a deception technology inside our platform, which basically is some kind of a honeypot in every port of your closed port or unreachable port inside your data center. So the minute your attacker will try to map a new subnet or to reach
right.
a machine that he doesn't allow to access, we will look inside this connection attempt. We will redirect him to our deception machine, and we will be able in real time to understand the real intentions of this connection and to distinguish between just a misconfiguration inside your network and the real attacker who will try to maybe upload his attack tools, look for interesting files inside the machine. And the minute this will happen, we will detect it, we will alert about it, and we also allow a different response that will mitigate this problem.
Well, I was just going to ask about mitigation. Do you guys handle mitigation, or does the company have to handle that themselves?
So it depends. It changes between the customers. Different customers prefer to use our mitigation in different ways. We offer our own mitigation. For instance, we can take down a machine or isolate it inside the data center. We can also block attempts from this machine to access other machines on specific ports, and also we have integration with other security companies, and we can send them our IOCs in real time so they can react and block further attempts of this malicious activity inside the data center.
Now, how does this differ from other similar products? This seems like it's a little different than how people normally approach this defense.
Yeah, so I think that we have several unique stuff in our platform. First of all, our visibility is really something. I mean, it shows you all the connections inside your data center, and you can see it in different granularity. You can see it from application to application, and you can dive deep into this and see even connections. And you see the process that's actually connected to another process.
Oh, so, interesting.
So you get a real, you can drill down to the process level and see exactly who did what.
Yeah.
This allows you to better understand what's going on inside your data centers. You know, CISOs that sees our platform, they once they start to play with it and see its output, they understand that they didn't understand anything that went that went inside their data center,
yeah.
Because it's the first time it's the first chance for them to really see what's going on inside the data center. I mean, I think that people need to understand that inside the data center, what we call the east-west traffic the load is much higher than what goes into the data center from the internet or to the internet.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So this high volume make it really hard to defense using the known security products that we have today,
yeah.
Because the loads are very high, the network is very dynamic, so you need to use different methods and you need to adapt current capabilities so they will be effective inside the data center.
I'm feeling good. Every show I worry about things that I hear about, and I'm not worrying. I'm feeling good about this. I like your approach to marking off each one of your connections in the data center. This reminds me of a physical command center, physical security, right? Where we would see, what, cameras on our network, doors on our network, and you're showing the devices that are attached. And it's a very similar approach, and that works. Because instead of it being a concept, it's kind of a physical thing you're looking at, saying, wait a minute, let me open this up and find out what this guy is doing inside that honeypot. I think that's a brilliant approach to it. It simplifies it, right?
It simplifies, the picture that you will get is might be big if you have a big data center,
right.
But it allows the security guys to better understand what's going on inside the data center. They will be able to check it themselves. They won't need to go to ask the guy who developed the application or the application owner. They will be able to first look at it themselves to try to understand what really happened in there. If they will see a suspicious process, it will be very easy for them to understand, okay, so this is something.
Yeah.
It didn't came from our environment. This is something malicious. I need to somehow mitigate it right away. So this is very helpful for them, and it brings back the power to the CISOs.
That's a good way to describe it.
Now we can understand what's going on inside the data.
Got a couple of minutes. Tell me what keeps you up at night. What do you worry about?
I'm sleeping pretty good.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good.
I think that today, I mean, if you asked me 3 years ago when we started,
yep.
when we met customers or potential customers of the days, we had to explain to them why they need to buy a in-depth defense platform like ours. Because people say, I already have my firewall, I already have my IDS.
I got the antivirus program, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. And I think that the last couple of years, they made it pretty obvious that people really need to protect their data centers. And I really believe that our solution is very, very effective for exactly these types of attackers and malicious activity. And
excellent. Give us your name one more time.
I'm Ofri.
And name of the website?
Guardicore.com.
GUARDICORE. Thanks for coming to SecurityGuyRadio.com, SecurityTV.com, and Black Hat 2017. Great interview. Thanks so much.
Thank you.